Misfit Toys.
Doug hates candy wrapper, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey everybody, welcome to I Love Movies. My name is Doug Benson and I love movies. But you knew that, didn't you? You know, I was pretty sure that mentioning the comments about my show on the comments section of the handheld comedy site would lead to more comments, and I was right. And, you know, there's still a paltry number of comments because people either listen to the podcast and are satisfied and don't feel like they need to comment, or they comment, and but that's only happened a few times. Each show has its own list of comments, or you can comment on the show in general. I forget which one this was under, but one fellow or lady who goes by the handle user ID, so fiercely independent and clever in their internet name, wrote, "Here's a comment. Go fuck yourself. Thanks for your comment, user ID." You may know my guest today from the most recent season of Last Comic Standing, when he made it onto the boat while I stood on the dock waving. You might also know him from BattleBots, The 70s House, and Extreme Dodgeball, which would mean that you watch a fucking shitload of television. Cable television. Please welcome Bill Dwyer, everybody. Let's hear it for Bill. D-W-Y-E-R. Bill spelled with only one L. Hey, Bill.
Hi, everybody.
Thanks for coming out and being your normal. You're such a... You're always up. I've never seen the down Bill Dwyer.
Not always up, Doug. I know. It's just a facade I put on for the general public.
You saved the downer, the sad Bill for your kids, right?
For, yeah.
The kids and the
for
wife love that Bill.
Yeah.
But when you're in an audience, you're going to get the...
You bet.
Up
yeah.
Bill.
Yeah, you'll never see
up
any
with
problems
Bill.
With me, everybody. No troubles.
All right.
No troubles.
We got to argue a little bit. It's part of the fun of the show.
Oh, sure. I'll,
We're
with
already
you.
Sitting in an arm wrestling position.
I'll hammer. I'm here.
All right.
I'm there for that.
You know the show's about movies, right?
Yeah.
Do you like movies? You love them too?
Yeah. I love movies. In fact, I do a podcast called I Love Movies Too.
No, you don't.
No, I don't. That would be great. I love movies. I know
I
about
said it
a
like I thought
movies.
There was really a possibility. No, you don't. You what?
It's
how come I'm just getting
believe.
Wind of this now? It never comes up when I type the whole title into Google. So what were you trying to? What were you saying?
I was just
you
saying that
movies.
I know movies. I don't go to a lot of movies, but I know about movies. I read about movies. I hear things about movies.
It is kind of fun.
I understand what goes on with movies.
It's fun when you get busy. How you can just read, like you know, Entertainment Weekly and USA Today and stuff like that. And like some of the reviews, it just feels like I've seen it now.
Yeah,
I'm satisfied. Like I didn't have to see that Will Smith movie, The Pursuit of Happiness.
Yeah, I don't
because
like
because all the reviews said, you know, kind of what happens.
Yeah.
And I believe that if I go, I won't be surprised that that will actually happen.
And what
that he'll
what,
persevere as a homeless man with his boy.
Right, and they'll sleep in a bathroom, and then he gets a job, right?
Yeah,
right.
And then he does pretty well eventually.
Right.
And it's a modern-day success story.
Yeah.
But you go, wait a second, but Will Smith, you know, they talk about how great his acting is in it because he's not, he dropped the charisma.
Right, and he's got that crazy hair.
And he put some gray shit in his hair. But,
yeah.
But he still, Will Smith can just, like, I just can't see him not being charismatic.
Right, that
you
guy
know what
would
I mean?
Pound it in a job interview. I can't.
Yeah,
Well,
and I
Could
think
you imagine that.
I
guy
think
being...
from seeing the trailer a few times, I think he does at a few points kind of step up
right.
and tell people what's what.
Yeah, exactly.
And then they're like, "You would be a good stock trader."
Yeah, and
let's do this.
Is that what he becomes in it? Stock trader.
I think that's what he's doing. Yeah, he's trying to be like a fucking Wall Street man.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. So anyway, but neither one of us have seen it.
I did
Isn't
not
that
see
fun
that.
Discussing movies we
Do you
didn't
wanna,
see?
Yeah, I'll discuss
what
all
else have
sorts
you not
of movies
seen?
I haven't seen.
What's like a big movie that's out now that you have not seen?
Aragon.
All right.
Oh,
you know,
right now?
You know, we're taping this on March 20th.
Oh, that just came out on DVD.
I believe that it was released in theaters on December 10-ish.
13 months ago?
No, just three or four. But still, yes, you're paying attention to what's coming out on DVD.
I have not seen 300. I have not seen 300.
300?
Yeah. The Hundy?
That's what they called it when they sold it to me on the street corner in Times Square.
Really?
Yeah. Psst, do you want a copy of 300? I was like, yeah. That'll be awesome. The whole movie's fake, and then I'll watch it, a film of the film being fake.
Yeah.
Because then that handheld thing in the audience of a movie theater in Times Square, that'll really add a dimension of humanity that the film lacks.
It's probably a guy who snuck into the actual filming, so you just see the green screen. You know,
you know what I mean? There's no shaky...
You see the actual green screen.
There's no shaky handheld camera work in 300. I mean, there is in 300, but not in 300.
Have you ever watched...
300, it's locked down. You can't be like zipping around pointing in any direction when you're shooting on a green screen unless you have a 360-degree green screen, which is a great idea I just had.
Awesome. I didn't know that about green screen. You can't be whipping around.
Well, you can't.
You got to go.
It's the screen's there, so if you pan over all the way this way,
all right,
that
you're going to see a grip.
You're going to spoil the magic.
You're going to see the craft services table.
The blood better be
There's
flowing.
Xerxes enjoying some Oreos.
The blood needs to be flowing in that battle so you don't notice the grip standing behind the fountain of plasma.
They're always wearing shorts.
Oh, Bill, it's good to have you on the show.
Big fat grips and shorts. They're always in shorts. It can be January in Montana. The grips got shorts on.
They have to move around a lot. They have
I know.
A lot of, they're lifting constantly. Do you want to wear slacks when you're lifting?
I guess, well, you could wear something. I mean, that moves with you. I don't know. But just always with the shorts and those big hammy legs they have. Big. These giant legs, and they always wear high tops and black socks just to really emphasize these white hammy legs they have.
Tattoos occasionally?
Yeah, always a tattoo. Yeah, tattoo on the calf, you know, some sort of a tribal thing on the calf.
What's the name of that morning radio show that you do sometimes when you're out on the road? Who are the personalities on that show?
Well, there's always two guys with nicknames and a girl without. It's
right.
It's Cincinnati's Morning Zoo with Johnny Applespeed, Walrus Boy, and Helen.
And Helen is one of my favorite punchlines in stand-up comedy right now. Like, whenever I hear the name Helen, I think of you in that joke. Whenever I go on morning radio, I think of that. It's just so funny. And you just threw it away that time. But when you do it on stage, you're like, and Helen. Like, you just lay into it. And it's just, like, such a weird name to, like, you never build up to Helen in anything, you know? Helen is such a great, you know, because there's young, pretty women named Helen, but you don't, if you just hear the name Helen, you just think of some old bat. You don't think of like a cute girl that's about to do the news and the weather.
Always the weather. Always traffic and weather. Helen. And here's Helen with the weather. We know.
And you made up the other two names too.
Yeah.
You put the effort into it. You didn't pick some existing team.
And three of them.
Kevin, Bean, and Lisa.
Yeah. No. I went with
which is a real one.
Yeah.
Are you going to see Mark Wahlberg in Shooter? Which is not a sequel to Boogie Nights. It should be pointed out.
Oh no.
No, it is not.
Is it a?
Because I'd see the crap out of that. That giant leg gun that he was. That he had going in Boogie Nights.
Oh yeah, that
shooter.
Thing was
get
a,
it?
Yeah, yeah. When that okay. hog got whipped out at the end of that movie,
now
that
you
was kind of crazy, man. When you can lay your wang on a table and it's when your wang is a credit, man. That is a wang, man.
It did right. Special prosthetic cock by so and so.
Yeah. By Mr. Earl.
He's in a theater somewhere opening weekend with his parents. That's me, pointing to the credit as it rolls by.
What's a prosthetic penis, son?
Yeah, that thing got...
It's called Burt Reynolds.
Mm.
I made Burt Reynolds wearing jewelry,
you know, by somebody. That thing was on the red carpet, that wang, and people were like, what are you wearing? You know, that wang was enormous, man.
Scorsese should go back and add that Jake LaMotta taking his dick out to Raging Bull, because the scene in Boogie Nights, he's kind of doing Jake LaMotta in Raging Bull, but then he eventually just whips out his dick, which I don't believe Jake LaMotta did do.
No, he didn't. No, but Harvey Keitel, though, all
go
the
back
time.
And fix it. Harvey Keitel, bad
always.
Lieutenant.
Yeah, right.
That's really bad lieutenant, masturbating in front of a nun.
Oh, is that really?
At a street corner. Yeah, there's a nun in a car, and
that's
he's just like, he
lieutenant.
Takes it out. He's yeah, it's a really bad lieutenant.
Hey, where's the
that's
general?
Not a guy that forgot to do his paperwork. Oh, you're a bad lieutenant. No, that is a bad lieutenant. He's taking it to a whole nother level. He's off duty doing this stuff.
That guy needs a desk job stat. Man, at least then you got a desk to cover up your wang and you're jacking off. And maybe you're hitting the bottom of the desk, but geez, at least nuns aren't being offended.
What about TMNT?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Can you believe that? They're trying to coolify, like the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles couldn't get any cooler.
Oh, yeah.
They're trying to make it cooler by just saying the initials.
Yeah.
And I think that's their way of saying, you know, we've had some time to think about what we've done.
And we saw the success that the New Kids on the Block had when they went with NKOTBY or whatever it is.
The country's best yogurt?
You go into a New Kids on the Block
New Kids
concert, you think you're going to get some Froger.
N-K-O-T-B.
N-K-O-T-B,
You only break it down if it's easy to run with, you know?
Right,
M-I-B, that was perfect.
Right, yeah.
Because then also Tommy Lee Jones and Will Smith were cool.
Yeah, yeah.
But Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah. Then they say
TMNT.
TMNT.
Is that a new Ted Turner channel that I'm not aware of?
Yeah, exactly.
It's all turtles and all pizza. All the time. They're heroes on a half shell, Bill. How old are your kids now?
Huh?
How old are your kids now?
Oh, they're all sorts of ages, Doug.
I know. They're several different ones picked out specially by you and the missus.
And none are interested in TM10T.
Because they're all too old for it, right?
No, probably the youngest one would be about the right age, but
it didn't hear about it the first time around. So this time it's like, what?
Well, yeah, that's how they're marketing it. They think there's a new bunch of kids who don't know about the old Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, about the original, about the comic book, and then about that cartoon, and then about the horrible live action movies, and now this.
Yeah.
Which is CGI, I think.
It's rough, man.
CGI. Whatever that means. CGI.
I mean, let's just start calling 300T.
Yeah, TH.
No, just T, dude.
Why don't we call it triple L? What's a Roman numeral for 100? Is it L? MC? Oh.
C. Triple C.
3C. Yeah, triple C.
3C.
Yeah.
I'm going to.
Triple X.
Let's both go to different movie theaters, and when we buy our ticket, say, you know, I'd like one for 3C.
Yeah.
And see what the ticket seller does. Probably just like put out a ticket for 300 without even batting an eye.
You think so?
But I love to do. I was talking with Paul F. Tompkins on the show a couple weeks ago about how it's so much fun to mangle the name of the movie as much as you can so that they have to figure out which one you want to see.
Like, give me an example. Give me a poor ejemplo.
I'd like a ticket to a Bridge Too Far, Bithia.
That was just right off the top of my head, you guys. I didn't plan that one.
I'm trying to think of other movies that are out now. That one's a little old, too. Nobit? Can I have a ticket to Nobit? Can you imagine being the person that's in the stupid box working for minimum wage having to go, you mean Norbit? Yeah. Sorry, I'm not smart like you. I called Nobit.
Yeah.
Norbit, Nobit. Nobit, Norman. Oh, let's call the whole thing off. So we'll ask for 3C.
The last Nizzy. Can I get some tickets to the...
They'd figure that one out, I think.
Oh, really?
All of my examples, too. It's better to screw it up in a way where they might actually have to make you repeat yourself.
Right, yeah. I had a list of like movies out, and again, I know movies and I read about them. It's just that I can't think of any right now that I can butcher the title on them. Except for Caffeine. What do you do with that?
How about Blade 4, Blade of Glory? Then they'll be like, what? Because Blades of Glory, of course, is coming out soon.
Was there was a Blade 3, already. Right?
Blade 3, yeah.
Oh, there was? Okay.
Mm-hmm. The gold standard in the third part of a trilogy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it was...
Certainly better than Godfather 3.
Yeah, and every other... That was my point. Every other third part is always sucks. Right. Blade Part 3 is not, you know, it's not great
or
anything.
If they ever do a Toy Story 3, it's going to be phenomenal, I tell
you. You know what? I take it all back. Thank you for bringing me back to reality with the Toy Story 3 thing.
You bet.
Blade 3 sucked.
Oh, did it really?
Yeah, now that I think about it. It had some okay moments, right? But it was Blade 2 was the really good one.
Miss Congeniality
Guillermo
3
del Toro did
is going
two.
To rock.
Guillermo did 2. The third was done by some other fella. David
third
Goyer.
Labyrinth.
David Goyer, I think.
That's going to be good.
Now, would you see, if there was a Pan's Labyrinth 2?
Would I see
Pan
it?
Pan Boogaloo, would you see it?
Pan's Labyrinth 2, Lost in New York? Yes, I would see it.
You'd see that?
When you do the sequel joke, you like to do Electric Boogaloo. I like to do Lost in New York. That's what...
Then the Legend of Curly's Gold is up for grabs.
That's a good one.
There's only three or four good ones. They get used all the time, but
I
never get tired of it.
I don't know if Lost in New York is that good. I don't know if people realize that's for Home Alone 2.
Oh, I thought it was... I thought it was Gangs of New York 2.
Oh,
Lost in New York. What?
Gangs of New York, the Burrows.
So Blades of Glory, though, Brooklyn I want to mention my guest on next week's show will be Nick Swartzen, who's featured in Blades of Glory.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
That kid is good, man.
Yeah, it's
that
good,
kid is
good
solid.
Booking at the right time.
Yeah.
I wish he was here right now instead of you.
Really?
But soon.
That's all right. Don't worry about it.
I'm just joking.
The audience, I get
I'm
a little sympathy
around.
From one person in the audience. Just one. I saw, we rented a Babel last night.
No, you didn't.
Yeah. Have you seen it?
I watched it a few minutes of a time.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like I would watch it on planes and my computer would lose its steam.
Off.
But I couldn't turn it on again after the scene where Rinko Kikuchi showed her Kikuchi.
Man, I'll tell you, I've
Once
never been
I saw
less
that,
excited
I was
about
done.
Bush in my life. Man, that was awful.
That is the, you know, I guess that's the point of it, is it's extremely awkward Bush.
I know, but if I see Bush on film, and I don't see a lot of Bush when I'm watching movies... You know, I want
You're usually into
happy
it.
Bush.
Not
yeah,
a
that's
sad,
what I want.
Crying Bush.
Yeah, stand up straight, will you? Man, she was driving me nuts in that movie. Man,
I know.
I
stand up like you're going up the red carpet to the Oscars.
Yeah.
Don't
let's
be all
go.
Like, oh, I'm depressed.
You're a cute girl, and you got this.
Here's my bush.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Be proud of your bush. Man, that was annoying.
But that whole movie, though, did you really watch the whole thing?
Yeah.
It's rough. It's a rough sit. As a father of children, must be really rough.
It's one of those movies where, well, you kind of know that. I hope I'm not spoiling it for anybody, but when the kids are left in the desert, they find them. And you know they're not going to get lost in the desert. You know they're not going to, you know. I mean, nobody, what, one kid dies in it. You know, he gets shot.
Oh, but then,
right, but the
are we even
kids,
sure that he died?
The two oh, the kid who got shot?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, see? Maybe
Spoiler
he didn't
alert.
Die. See? And then
spoiler
the two,
alert for those of you who have seen it and thought that he may have died.
You don't
died.
Need to see it.
I'm saying if the ones who have seen it probably have an opinion about whether he's dead or
the
not.
The stories are
I don't
so
think
carefully
he was.
Interwoven. It's like, oh, jeez.
Yeah,
oh,
one boy. Guy one guy oh, sold a rifle to another guy and doesn't even barely remembers doing it.
And then Brad Pitt's wife gets shot in the shoulder, and then his kids get lost in Tijuana. God, was that dull.
I liked how the scene where Brad Pitt finds out after spending all that time with his dying wife and trying to save her.
Yeah.
He eventually finds out that through customs officials or somebody that his maid took his children into Mexico at the same time that his wife was dying and that they almost died alone in a desert. And you just hear later, the father was very mad, but he's not going to press charges.
Yeah.
Like, where's that fucking scene? Brad Pitt would have gotten a supporting actor nomination if he'd had that fucking wig out.
Right. Or showed some bush. Because she got a nomination.
Exactly. As soon as he hears about his children being okay, he would have dropped his pants.
Right.
And shown everyone in the hospital corridor his bush.
His man bush.
Do you trim the man bush ever?
I do occasionally.
Doesn't it grow back extra fierce when you do that?
I gotta tell you, have you never done it?
I as a prank a couple of times.
Oh really? I remember taking scissors the first time I did it. I just cut it. I was in my 30s, like I was like 34 when I first did it. I just trimmed it, and I didn't shave it or anything. I just took scissors and cut off the ends. I was itching like crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty
uncomfortable.
Man, it was
nuts. It was like I
it was near your nuts.
Yeah. It's like I cut a living thing. I mean, it was just hair, and then all of a sudden it was just coming back on me. But now I'm used to it now, so I can trim away. I don't go crazy, but I do. I trim my
man the horrible bush. Feeling that follows it?
Yeah, well, it's not horrible anymore.
Oh, okay.
But that first time, it's like, you know, it's crazy. It's like surgery. You're not ready for it.
Or like crabs.
It's like you've
or
been
something.
Invaded.
It's extremely.
I've had crabs.
Extremely
too.
Itchy. Ugh, is that bad. Better or worse?
Oh, crabs were
than the
way
first
worse.
Time shaving.
Yeah, and I was much younger too, and I didn't know what was going on with
Did
the crabs.
Did you use the scissors on the crabs?
No. I ran to the
Stab
doctor,
each
man.
And every
I was
one of
terrified.
Them?
I thought I was going to die. I never had crabs before. And I got them from like a bad hotel room.
Oh, yeah, of course
even,
you did.
I didn't even get... No.
Oh, you 10-year-old business traveler.
I wish I
forgot
to
take the bedspread off before sitting down on the bed.
I wish I'd
don't you ever
some
CSI it? Don't you ever take the CSI light over the bedspread in your hotel? It's horrifying.
No, I hear the comforter that they put on your bed. You're always supposed to strip that off.
And don't ask me how I know this, but the hotel room carpeting in almost every hotel, you can jizz on it, and it's hardly no one can even notice that it happened. Don't ask me how I know that.
No, I'm tempted to though. I'm tempted to ask you how you know that, but I won't since you told me not
Go
to.
Go ahead.
How do you know that?
This girl I know did it once. We're getting off the subject.
Movies.
Which is you beating me on Last Comic Standing. Now, how did that happen?
Remember when we were standing backstage and they were deciding? Me, you, and Bruce Fine were standing there, and I said,
right.
Fellas, I think it's going to be one of us, and I said, I think it's going to be you, Doug. And I honestly believe
I think
that.
I said, I think it's going to be you.
Did you?
And then
Bruce Fine was
and
like,
then Bruce found a box and climbed up on it, but we were both gone by the time he said what he wanted to say.
Took him like 3 hours to climb up on that box, too.
Yeah.
Man, I'd like to watch that guy typing sometime. That'd be funny. He's got those tiny little hands.
When rappers like call their girls shorty, I think of him.
You think of Bruce Fine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out to Bruce. So,
Bruce Fine.
We're gonna miss him. I wonder if he's doing it again this year.
I don't know.
That's
I don't
a good
know.
Good question. All right, movies. Let's talk about movies.
You bet. Here we go.
When you were on that boat on Last Comic Standing, were you worried that it would capsize on New Year's Eve while Fergie is singing?
Yeah. Was that Fergie in the Poseidon?
Fergie's in not the first one.
Yeah.
The new one.
The new one that's just called Poseidon,
I saw
right?
the new one recently, and like I had heard talk of it. It's not bad. It's okay.
Oh,
it
and it was bad.
Super stinky.
Really?
Did anybody here even see it?
Poseidon Adventure itself, the original, is fairly bad.
Yeah, but it's something, somehow, like, it kind of holds up, like, all the effects were, like, stuntmen falling into the glass and falling, like, when the boat turns over in Poseidon, the new special effects can't make people sliding across the floor cooler.
Yeah.
Like, it's the same shit again, but, like, somehow with less imagination. I mean, there's some pretty cool deaths throughout the movie, you know, like they go harder, they go further out of their way to fuck people up.
Yeah.
You know, like, poor Freddy Rodriguez from 6 Feet Under.
Yeah,
he doesn't just fall down the shaft. He fucking hits against it as many possible times.
Oh, really? Oh, that's sweet.
Actually, he falls into the fire, but then the entire elevator car goes after it. So, like, while you're burning to death, you're being crushed.
Crushed.
It's a nice combo. It's like, oh, I'm on fire. This couldn't possibly get worse.
Crushed.
Oh. Hey.
I got to keep my mouth shut. Man. I've probably jinxed myself.
Or maybe the two cancel each other out.
I jinxed myself.
Maybe he's like, all right, that worked out pretty good.
Oh, I was that fire was
feeling
really hurting.
Was really bad.
Yeah. Thank goodness my spine has been severed.
Man, we're volleying these back and forth with the skill of the Sklar brothers. So, we're running out of time here, and I would be remiss if I didn't mention your work as Todderbert Kaczynski in Ski School 2.
I think you would be remiss if you didn't.
Because crown jewel in the Ski School trilogy.
Yes, yes.
Was there three?
Remember Ski School 3, The Last Temptation of Todderbert? There was not a Ski School 3.
Ski School 3.
It begs for one, Doug. It begs for one, but there was no Ski School 3.
Ski School 3, The Reckoning.
Oh, yeah. That'd be something good. Yeah. There'd be a...
Or The Heretic.
Then they would probably cut the Ski School 2 budget in half. That's what they did with... they took Ski School, they cut its budget in half, and then we did Ski School 2. And it's really... I'll tell you, if you haven't seen Ski School 2, check it out. I believe it's on Netflix, or you can buy it probably on Amazon for about $6. And I think it's worth it. I think
they did it on the cheap, but those are some beautiful slope.
Yeah,
that they have out there. The one slope is
one
really
slope,
gorgeous.
Yeah. And there's some great boob in that movie. There's one
really
fantastic boob. Yeah. That's all the nudity.
Does it
just
get,
one
does
boob.
It get bitten by a snake?
Yeah, it does.
Because now I'm just like, since Snake's on a Plane, a boob comes out. I'm like, if it doesn't get bitten by a snake, I'm not satisfied.
Did a boob get bit by a snake on Snake's?
Oh, yeah.
Man, what's with the...
That's the first attack.
I got to see good nudity when I, you know... This bad bush and babble and then a snake bite and a boob. That's not what I want. I want like nude volleyball. Hey, let's go out to the beach, play some volleyball, everybody, and our tops will slip off. That's what I want. I don't want blood or... I haven't seen Black Snake Moan.
You sounded kind of like, what's his name, the sportscaster from Chicago.
I did. I got a little bit of Harry Carey going on in there. The boobs. That's all. Honestly, Doug, I'm out of the boobs.
I want to see a boob.
You're like a Budweiser boob.
Boobweiser.
What's this thing that IMDb mentions called San Saba?
Oh, it's a movie. It's
you play Hank.
It's an independent movie. I play Hank. Hank. And
he'd be the morning guy on the show with two women with funny nicknames and Hank.
Yeah.
Instead of Helen.
Yeah, sweet Cheryl, the lemon drop princess, and Hank.
So what's going on with that movie?
I'm not sure. It's going to be out.
It's an indie film?
Yeah, indie film. Yeah. Pretty exciting. It stars one of the guys from Mel Gibson's movie. Where they paint
Apocalypto?
Their faces blue. No, where they paint their faces.
Braveheart?
Yes, yes.
A guy from Braveheart
is
in it?
Yes,
a guy
He's
other
the
than
lead.
There was someone else in it besides Mel Gibson?
Yes, yes.
What did he play?
Irish fella.
I know. Tim Roth.
No, no.
He was in that other one that came out around that same time.
Angus something.
He was in Rob Roy.
Angus something.
With Liam Neeson and Jessica
Lange. Tim Roth was?
Yeah, I think so.
Rob Roy.
Remember he raped Jessica Lange? He like pulled up her dress and went nuts on it. No bush though. No bush.
Oh really? But I'm not, I'm not enjoying that either. I'm not enjoying that or myself to that or anything.
No, I'm not
like
even
that.
Sure it was Jessica Lange. That might have been thinking of King Kong.
What about when the two movies came out? Hey, man, have you ever seen the original King Kong?
This is a great audience, by the way.
Yeah, it is a good audience.
I did see the original
King Kong is phenomenal.
Really?
Yes. And you know what's great about it? It's 90 minutes long. The movie starts out, they're like, we better get on the boat. Then they're like, on the boat. It's like, oh, that's awesome.
That would be so much fun to sync up.
We better get to the island, and then they're at the island. Oh, it's so great.
We could sync up Peter Jackson's version and the original.
That's right. And
they're still on the boat an hour into it, and you're like, shit's happening on this one. And then when they're running from dinosaurs.
Right.
Probably King Kong is falling off the Empire State Building.
Exactly. And you know what? That's so funny you say that, because I've said that. I go, watch the original King Kong, and then watch the new King Kong 90 minutes in. Because that's when the cool stuff happens.
But that's the other thing, though.
The first 90 minutes of the new King Kong is just like, oh, please.
This has come up on I Love Movies before, I think.
Okay, sorry.
But I can't be positive because I smoke a lot of pot. But I think it's so crazy how, but at least in the original King Kong, you're like, let's take this giant ape back to New York.
Yeah.
In this new one, there's hundreds of dinosaurs running right. around that are extinct.
Yeah.
At least we've seen monkeys in our lifetimes and are a little surprised by a really big one.
Yeah.
But we know what monkeys look like and we've interacted right. with them
yeah.
and seen them before, but in person. But nobody says, let's take one of these dinosaurs
yeah, or
back to civilization.
Or look at those giant spiders. How about those things?
Those are pretty good, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why are they so fixated on the goddamn monkey? The yeah. one that is you know, the most likely to give you a hard time when he's got hands.
And how
you
about,
know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
yeah. And how about, yeah, tiny dinosaur brains.
A spider or a pterodactyl can't kick you in the balls like King Kong can.
Right. I mean, that guy can, like, do everything. He could be a baseball player. King
Anything
Kong.
You want to plug before you go, Bill? Time just went by.
No. See,
we didn't even have time to play Leonard Maltin.
Oh, man.
Well, and look for San Saba.
San Saba.
Starring Angus something.
Oh, McFadden. Angus
McFadden.
McFadden. Yeah.
Okay.
Right?
He's
Angus
good.
Angus McFadden.
I love it. All right. Till next time. Oh, let's give Bill a round of applause. Why the hell not?
Oh. Thank
and,
you.
Until next time, this is Doug Benson saying Willem Dafoe is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold is viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Oh, hey guys, I'm Hallie Keeper.
And I'm Allison Libby.
And we have a podcast called Ruined, where every week we crack open a new and different horror movie to feast on the goo inside.
Oh, I hate that. And I hate all horror movies. But even though I'll never watch any of them, I always want to know all of the twists and turns.
And there's nothing I like more than watching horror movies and then telling Allison about them in gory, disgusting detail.
Ugh, no thank you. But also, like, yes, because this is the perfect podcast for scaredy cats like me.
And blood lovers like me. So join us for Ruined and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you ever in the mood for a solo podcast? Something you can listen to, like a friend talking to you, but you don't have to say a word as you wash your dishes or drive over a scary bridge? Well, then check out Jen Kirkman's No Fun, the Jen Kirkman podcast, everywhere that you get podcasts.